The following are selected poems by Emily Bronte. Presented by ListenToGenius.com. Narrated by Ellen Archer. High-waving heather. High-waving heather, 'neath stormy blasts bending, midnight and moonlight and bright shining stars, darkness and glory rejoicingly blending, earth rising to heaven and heaven descending, man's spirit away from its drear dungeon sending, bursting the fetters and breaking the bars, all down the mountainsides, wild forest lending, one mighty voice to the life-giving wind, rivers their banks in the jubilee rending, fast through the valleys a reckless course wending, wider and deeper their waters extending, leaving a desolate desert behind, shining and lowering and swelling and dying, changing forever from midnight to noon, roaring like thunder, like soft music sighing, shadows on shadows advancing and flying, lightning bright flashes the deep gloom defying, coming as swiftly and fading as soon. Stanzas. Often rebuked, yet always back returning, to those first feelings that were born with me, and leaving busy chase of wealth and learning for idle dreams of things which cannot be. Today I will seek not the shadowy region, its unsustaining vastness waxes drear, and visions rising legion after legion bring the unreal world too strangely near. I'll walk, but not in old heroic traces, and not in paths of high morality, and not among the half-distinguished faces, the clouded forms of long past history. I'll walk where my own nature would be leading. It vexes me to choose another guide, where the grey flocks and ferny glens are feeding, where the wild wind blows on the mountainside. What have those lonely mountains worth revealing? More glory and more grief than I can tell. The earth that wakes one human heart to feeling can center both the worlds of heaven and hell. Stars. Ah, why, because the dazzling sun restored our earth to joy, have you departed, everyone, and left a desert sky? All through the night your glorious eyes were gazing down in mine, and with a full heart's thankful sighs I blessed that watch divine. I was at peace and drank your beams as they were life to me, and revelled in my changeful dreams like petrol on the sea. Thought followed thought, star followed star, through boundless regions on, while one sweet influence near and far thrilled through and proved us one. Why did the morning dawn to break so great, so pure a spell, and scorch with fire the tranquil cheek where your cool radiance fell? Blood red he rose, and arrow straight his fierce beams struck my brow. The soul of nature sprang elate, but mine sank sad and low. My lids closed down, yet through their veil I saw him blazing still, and steep in gold the misty dale, and flash upon the hill. I turned me to the pillow then, to call back the night and see your worlds of solemn light again throb with my heart and me. It would not do. The pillow glowed, and glowed both roof and floor, and birds sang loudly in the wood, and fresh winds shook the door. The curtains waved, the wakened flies were murmuring round my room, imprisoned there till I should rise and give them leave to roam. O stars and dreams and gentle night, O night and stars, return, and hide me from the hostile light that does not warm but burn, that drains the blood of suffering men, drinks tears instead of dew. Let me sleep through his blinding rain, and only wake with you. Ay, there it is, it wakes tonight, deep feelings I thought dead. Strong in the blast, quick gathering light, the heart's flame kindles red. Now I can tell by thine altered cheek, and by thine eyes' full gaze, and by the words thou scarce dost speak, how wildly fancy plays. Yes, I could swear that glorious wind has swept the world aside, has dashed its memory from thy mind, like foam bells from the tide. And thou art now a spirit pouring thy presence into all, the thunder of the tempest's roaring, the whisper of its fall. An universal influence, from thine own influence free, a principle of life intense, lost to mortality. Thus truly, when that breast is cold, thy prisoned soul shall rise, the dungeon mingle with the mould, the captive with the skies. Nature's deep being thine shall hold, her spirit all thy spirit fold, her breath absorb thy sighs. Mortal, though soon life's tale is told, who once lives never dies. The Night Wind. In summer's mellow midnight, a cloudless moon shone through our open parlour window and rose trees wet with dew. I sat in silent musing, the soft wind waved my hair. It told me heaven was glorious, and sleeping earth was fair. I needed not its breathing to bring such thoughts to me, but still it whispered lowly how dark the woods would be. The thick leaves in my murmur are rustling like a dream, and all their myriad voices instinct with spirit seem. I said, "Go, gentle singer, thy wooing voice is kind, but do not think its music has power to reach my mind. Play with the scented flower the young trees supply bough, and leave my human feelings in their own course to flow." The wanderer would not heed me, its kiss grew warmer still. "Oh, come," it sighed so sweetly, "I'll win thee 'gainst thy will." Were we not friends from childhood? Have I not loved thee long? As long as thou, the solemn night, whose silence wakes my song. And when thy heart is resting beneath the church aisle stone, I shall have time for mourning, and thou for being alone. Shall earth no more inspire thee? Shall earth no more inspire thee, thou lonely dreamer now? Since passion may not fire thee, shall nature cease to bow? Thy mind is ever moving in regions dark to thee. Recall its useless roving, come back and dwell with me. I know my mountain breezes enchant and soothe thee still. I know my sunshine pleases, despite thy wayward will. When day with evening blending sinks from the summer sky, I've seen thy spirit bending in fond idolatry. I've watched thee every hour, I know my mighty sway, I know my magic power to drive thy griefs away. Few hearts to mortal given on earth so wildly pine, yet none would ask a heaven more like this earth than thine. Then let my winds caress thee, thy comrade let me be. Since naught beside can bless thee, return and dwell with me. That wind I used to hear it swelling. That wind I used to hear it swelling with joy divinely deep. You might have seen my heart tears welling, but rapture made me weep. I used to love on winter nights to lie and dream alone of all the hopes and real delights my early years had known. And oh, above the rest of those that coming time should bear, like heaven's own glorious stars, they rose, still beaming bright and fair. This is Ellen Archer for ListenToGenius.com. Thank you for listening. This audio program is copyrighted by Redwood Audiobooks. Permission is granted to download for personal use only, not for distribution or commercial use.